Der Blutmaschine wäre nach so mit Schoen, so mit Maul in die Karte, nach mit dem Saal. Gatsche ich wäre nach so mit Schoen, mit Maul in die Karte direkt. He dumps, chares the soul, and then all the body soul from the God is diverted and channeled into the mikve. Zu am Schoch, u peistel mikve, vein teile, sham shnibo mit aeres, bilobie vam Schoch. And the king Joseph of the number of people, she was in Shihu, who is Teho. What is she was in Shihu, who is Teho? Mean the same thing. Then the God gets the power of Solomon Shomim, and he don't directly into the Chapala. You test Solomon Shomim, then he diverted them to Am Shochem, channeled them into the Mikveh. So it's Teho. That's the chart of Shihu, Shihu, who is מכלל, דרבון סבא, דרביה והמשוך אלוהי. אלו, כהוד יוסי, רבדים מאומר רבי יחנן, שובו שימשכו אותי, נת כולו, שימשכו לו כולו, כות שובו שימשכו אותי, מה נאלוי רבון, בוא נאלוי רבי ליד. So what does it mean? So, the Nitziv says,
leveled ground. I mean, that's usually the ground is not perfectly even leveled. Usually, every ground has a slight slant. There are degrees of slant. So does that mean that you have to measure, you have to, before you can use a mikveh, so you have to get an accurate measurement of the ground of the mikveh, that there is no slant whatsoever? I mean, we only shamanu davar kaze. So the question is, what's the degree? So the criterion whereby we determine as to whether it is mechudet harbei or mechudet miyad is if the water can stay there, it doesn't lie down, run down, so then it's not kataf, then it's mechudet miyad. But if it is so mechudet, such is land, that water couldn't stay there because it falls down through gravity. So memele, so in such a case, it's considered mechudet harbei. What's the pshat? The pshat, it's not that the halacha says mechudet harbei. When do we say that katafras is not a chibur? When b'mtzius, they cannot stay in that place. But, so then, but al bedin, it should be considered mechubbe amyure, because tefeach latviyah, because of shiferes aneit. So we say katafras, there is no chibur. But if b'mtzius, they stay there together, they are commingled and they stay there together. So who cares about this slight slant that is there? It doesn't interfere with the staying, with the retention of the water in that place. So this is what Reb Chaim says. That in other words, when do we say that katafres, I mean, we only say that zeichlin is not me'arev, not mechaber, only what's in different cases, but it's in the same mokim, then Zeichlin can be Me'arif, can be Mechaber. So Memele, we can answer the first Kashi against Reb Chaim. We raised, according to Reb Chaim, that the Mishnah of Sheikis has reference to a Sheikis that is Mekabel Tumeh. And the reason as to why it's possible is because the Rambam Shita is that if there is a medium that is Mekabel Tumeh, if the water passes through a medium that is Mekabel Tumeh, if may mayon pass to a medium that is mekabel tumei, so the halishem mayon is poka. So the male that water that enters the teich, so the halishem mayon is poka. And since the halishem mayon is poka, and it is zeichlin, and zeichlin is not mechabe, by mikveh, by me mikveh, so the male there is no ashoke, so the male it's all. So the question is, why does the second part of the Mishneh, Viral Gavisofo Kolchu, Kosha Chutzolo, Shamay Mutaya Becholchu, but even the water, how can the water that passes over the rim, and then it passes outside the rim, and it comes in contact with the water that overflows from the Teich, affect Ashoke and the water that overflows from the Teich, but this water too, the Dimayon was spoken from it. So it can only be a mikveh and the zeichli, because if the first part of the Mishnah is reference to zeichli, so the second part of the Mishnah also has reference to zeichli. So and zeichli is not mechaber, so it cannot affect Ashoke. But according to what Reb Chaim says here in that piece of Torah in the manuscript, so we can understand, because when do we say that zeichli is not mechaber if it's in different cases? So that means, let's say, in regard to the teich, the water that, let's say, here there is a mayon. Now, here is a mayon. So we are dealing with a case where the mayon is at this level, at the same level as the rim of the of the shakers. So, but with the water that goes, if no water goes over the rim, so all the water goes inside the teich, and the teich, so it has a different level, the teich. It falls into the teich of the shekels. So it's not the same level. So it's a different mocking. So mimele, that so then when this overflows, when the shekels becomes full and overflows and goes outside over here, so it cannot. So we say that since the din mayon was poka as a result of going to, of passing through a medium that is mekabel tume, so and it is zeichlin, and zeichlin cannot be mechaber in a mikveh, so mele there cannot be any ashoke with the mayon itself. Mashein came if some the water that goes over the rim, and the rim is the same level as this, so it's the same okay, and then when it goes out, it is still in the same okay. The same okay. And then it meets the water that overflows from the teich in the same okay. In the same okay, so zeichli can also be mimari and can be mechab. So that difficulty we can answer. But then there is another kasha against Reb Chaim's pshat in Rambam. But the Mishnah says that we are going to be kolshu, koshachutzlo, shamayom mitaya b'cholshu. Shamayo mitaya b'chol shu. So, why is it mitaya b'chol shu? Because mayon is mitaya b'chol shu. But mikveh is not mitaya b'chol shu. But since the Mishnah is reference to a shekes that is mikabel tumeh, so even the water that passed over the rim, the mayon was poka from it. So it only can have a din of a mikveh. So true, since it's the same level, So then even zeichlin can be mechaber and ma'arim, but it only has a din of mikveh. It doesn't have a din of mayon, and only mayon can affect ashoke b'chol shehu. But mikveh can only affect ashoke with memso. And here the Mishnah says shamayon mitayah b'chol shehu. So that's another kasha. So we have to say now. I mentioned the two terutzim of Reb Chaim on the Mishnah in the first perek. Lemailo mehen, mayon shemim of morti, virobol of mayim shubi. Shom lemitl etaya bezbeiren, lemayon lahad v'chol shu. So the Ram in Nidorim says lizdodin kotov. But the Shittas Rambam and all the other Rishayim is not as a Zodin Katonim. So the question is, why do we say that if it's Robo Neitvin ala Zeichlin, it's Robo Neitvin ala Zeichlin, so then it has a din of my own Ligabe Memso. It doesn't require Memso. But it does not have a din of my own to be Mitaya Zeichlin. So Reb Chaim mentions two Terutzim. One teretz he rejects, but we pointed out that it's really, there is no refutation, no real refutation of the first teretz. And then he gives another teretz. So the first teretz that Reb Chaim says is as follows, that as far as mayon is tevlin b'chol shu, that depends upon the heftz of mayon. The heftz of mayon doesn't require any shu. The aloche that mayon is mitaya b'zeichlin, mikveh is not mitaya b'zeichlin, does not depend upon the heftz of mayon. It depends upon the halei shem mei mayon. Mei mayon is mitaya b'zeichlin. Mei mikveh is not mitaya b'zeichlin. So, in the case of Ribol of Mayim Shuvin. So as far as the Halishem Mayim is concerned, so there is Bitl Berov. And we say, since the Rov, the Rov Mayim is Mayim, Mayim Leitvin, so Mimele, it does not have a Halishem Mayim. It has a Halishem Mikve. But as far as L'Tayah B'chol Shul, that depends upon the Heftz of Mayon. The Heftz of Mayon does not become Rov. That's one Teretz. Then he rejects this Teretz, he gives another Teretz. The other Teretz is that there is a din of Bitl on everything. But the reason as to why Mayon is L'Tayah B'chol Shul, it's not that there is a special Zerzakosov, that Mayon is L'Tayah B'chol Shul. But Mayon has the capacity of emanating water without a limit. So the Mele, you always have Memso. Potentially, it has Memso. Potentially, it's not only that it has Memso. If there had been a shiur of 1,000 so, so every Mayon culture would have 1,000 so too. You don't see it right now. But the Gemara in Chagiga says, and the Rash says that is reference to Mayon. So what it mean that Mayon is spring has the attribute, the capacity of continually emanating water without limit. So the Mili tells Memso. So true, there is Bitl. So call it whatever you want. You can call it Mikve. But if you find a mikveh that has that capacity of emanating water without a limit, so it also has memso. That's the second teretz. All right. But the first teretz of Reb Chaim is that as far as Mayon Mitayah B'chol Shu is concerned, that depends upon the heftz of Mayon. And as far as Mayon Mitayah B'zeichlin is concerned, so it depends upon the Halish Shem Mei Mayon. So the Mele, we can say, what was the second kash against Reb Chaim? According to Reb Chaim, that the Mishnah of Sheikis has reference to a Sheikis in the Kabotume. And the reason is why it is Shov, and we do not say the Mitzad HaShoke. So the din of Shov should be Boka, because since the water entered the Teich, and so the Mele, it passed to a medium that's in Kabotume, so it's obvious of the Tume, so the din of Mayon is Boka. If the din of Mayon is Boka, so if it wouldn't be Zeichlin, so then it would still have a din of Mikri. But since it's Zeichlin, and Zeichlin is not Mitayer, Zeichlin is not Mechaber, meaning Mikve, Zeichlin is not Memari, but not Mechaber and Mikve, so the Mele, there is no Hashok, so the Mele, it's all. So the question was, so why does the Mishnah say in the second part that if Viral Gabisofa Koshu Kosha Chutzolo, Shamayim Mitaya Bechol Shu? But since the Dean of Mayon is Poka, because it's Abiyos Al Deitume, so it has to be effective only B'tiras Mikveh, but Mikveh can only affect Ashoke if it has Memso. And here the Mishnah says that even if the water that passes over the rim and outside of the rim and comes in contact with the water that overflows from the teich is in mashu, so it also affects Ashoke. How can it affect Ashoke that the Mayim was Poka? Because it was Havios al Litume. The answer is, since we have two alochas in Mayon, we have alochas in Mayon that are grounded in the Heftz of Mayon, and we have alochas of Mayon that are grounded in the Halishen Mei Mayon. The din of Kolshu is grounded in the Heftz of Mayon. The din of Zeichlin is grounded in the Halishen Mei Mayon. So according to the Rambam, the whole aloche of Aviyoson Alditare, that if the Aviyoson is Alditume, so it's Poka the Mayon, it's Poka the Halishen Mei Mayon. But the Heftz of Mayon is not Poka. So Mimele, it cannot. So Mimele, it can affect Ashoke even Mikolshu, in spite of the fact that it passed through a medium that is Mikabutu. All right. So this is, I'm saying all this at the same time, but I think that the plain pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam does not have reference to sheikes that is mikabutume, but to istam sheikes, the ordinary sheikes is a sheikes shel avonim. Avonim is not mikabutume. And why does the Rambam say it is holy? So for two reasons. First of all, to let us, to advise us that in the reisha itself, that even is holy, so it's still show. And then it says nisholim, because in the Seife, in the second part, it says Shamayim mitayah b'cholchu, only if it's zeichlin, so it's mitayah b'cholchu. But if it's not zeichlin, so it's not, it cannot be kashoke b'cholchu, if it's not zeichlin. Alright. Now, so we are up to the Mishneh of Nadla. Now, the Mishneh of Nadla, as a matter of fact, I think that when we learned the first Perek, Ribol of Mayim Shuvi, so Shovel Mikveh, Litaya Beshbir, and Shovel Mayim Litaya Becholshu, so then we discussed the Mishneh of Nadla. But we'll go over it briefly again. Now, Mayon Shu Moshuch Ki Nadla, if you have a mayon that is in the form, I mean the water flows from the mayon in the form of his centipede wise. That's a certain kind of insect. An insect that runs, that stretches out in many directions. So if the mayon is stretched out centipede wise, so it goes here, it goes here, it goes here, ribol of him shiche, and then he was marble of, and he was mamshich. Harei hu kmo ishoyo, oyo imit ribol of him shiche, shavu imit lekaya beshberen, umayin hadu mikol shunav. So there are all kinds of chotim on that Mishnah. According to the Ran in Midorim, we went over the Ran in Midorim. So the Ran rejects this whole notion that a certain mayon can have a din of mayon ligabe litayah b'chol shu'u and not have a din of mayon ligabe litayah b'zeichu. He rejects it. He says one is taller than the other. If it's a mayon, it's a mayon. L'chol ha'dvarim. If it's not a mayon, it's not a mayon. L'chol ha'dvarim. So Memele, he explains the Mishnah in the first Perek, Mishneh Zayin, Perek Aleph Mishneh Zayin, the Mayim and Mayim Shemim and Motim, the Robol of Mayim Shuvim, Shovel and Mikvah Litaya Beshbeirah, Uli Mayim Lahadlo Bebichol Shuvu. So he explains it. He says Lizodikotomi, Mayim Shemim and Motim, Robol of Mayim Shuvim. So there are two. So we have to consider two cases. The case where the channels where the water was running before too, but now it's running, you know, with a greater vigor, with a greater speed. But the channels where the water was running before too, so in vis-a-vis those channels where the mayon was running before he dumped the mayon shuvim, so then it has a din lihadlo to behold shu mimelen, it's mitaya b'zeichlin also. But vis-a-vis the new channels where it started to run as a result of the dumping of the influx of the new water, so then it is shoveling mikvah litaya b'shbeir, and mimele it requires memsoto. Lizodikotom. So he explains Perikei Mishneh Gimel also lizodik. The Ram. So he says as follows: Mayon shumoshuch kinado ribolovim shichei. So areyu kmo ishoyo. So what do you mean areyu kmo ishoyo? That it has a din of a mayon. It has a din of a mayon lechol advorim. Kmo ishoyo, it's mitayah b'chol shu, it's mitayah b'zeichlin ever. Now then, hoyo, in other words, because the reisha of Mishneh Gimel has reference to those mikemes where the mayon was running before too. but not so much, not such volume of water. But it was running there before too. So mele it's Moshe. Then it says, "Ho yoyeit." All right, I didn't take the man wrong. It's okay. Ho yoyeit v'ribo olovim shichei. The second line. Mayo shall make a canado. If there is a mission, she gave. Mayo shall make a canado, Robert, my Shihari to make joy. Hoyemi Robert, whom she shall make a tabish bail, my tabby host. For a carouche, Mayo shall make Shih meat meat. Kinadal Zesh, who shared Scott in the Huber Aglai. Vim Shihi Achso, Vishet. I will in Nimshahalabi, easy mocking show your malabi with Rossi. Have you come short? In the original places. So it's much more. The whole other one. We say, we got on it, the more you made, till you must have all your name shaklau. We hope all of him shiche, schneid in engagement. The more came shall all your malach with Hlose, shovel in mikve, shetzori, hedgebeire. We are din, she might be the whole shop, or we mock him shall you made with Hlose, shovel in mayon, le had will be the whole shop, or menation with tire with a. In other words, if it means, if the mayon is a mayon moshuch, so then it flows in many very far. The water passes very far. But if the mayon was a mayon emit, in other words, the water was still water. In other words, what does it mean still water? There is no such thing as real still water. Still water means that lifimare sayin. It doesn't flow with vigor. That's called still water. So in the mayon, hoyo emet v'ribolo v'imshichei. So if the water was still water, and then some mele, it had water over a very limited area. So shovel in mikvel itaya beishbeiret. So, in other words, so in that mokim where that water was aimed before, so in that mokim where that the water was aimed before, even though it was still water, but it occupied a certain area. So where that, within that area that the water was running there, I mean, even the still water runs. I mean, every water, even water in a glass, has waves. So it means, so, hoyo emet v'ribolo v'imshiche. So that area where the water was emet there before, so has a din of the mayo, is analogous to a mayo having the whole show, and the same thing, it means that it's mitaya b'zeichu. But in the other part, in the area where it wasn't aiming before, so then it's over the mikvah l'taya v'shbeiren mimele it requires mem souls. Zeh v'gotam dimo yaime kelim ashalo yoyim shaklal v'rob olavim shiche shnei dinin yeshbei d'bimokim shlo yimahalich mitchalosei where it wasn't even aiming before. Is shovel in mikveh shetzorich hashbeiren. Vohadin shimad bilon b'cholshu. Uvimokim shoyei meit. Mitchlosei. Shoyei shovel in mayo had b'cholshu. Umenei shu mitaya b'zeich. Ebtayt. All right, this is the Ramchi. Now, the shite of the other. Now, let's see the Rash. Now let's see the Rash. The Rash is not in line. The Rash Pshat is not in line in the Shita of Moshe Rashenim, because according to Moshe Rashenim, the Rashbo, the Ramban. So this Mishneh of Mayon Shu Moshe Kinado ריבו עולבים שיחי, הרי הוא כמו שהויו, so it means, הרי הוא כמו שהויו, even in the case where the Netvim are more numerous than the original Zechel. So then, the question arises, so this Mishnah is in conflict with Mishnah Hei, Hei Trepzodik ala Zechel in Sherob ala Netvim, Sheim Kshayrim, so it's in conflict. So they say the same terrace as the Ramses. On that point, they all agree. Except for the Rash, of course. The Rash, the Marik. So, Rav Pinchas in the Ritva and Nidorim. But most Rishonim, they agree with the Ram on that point. That the Mishneh that says, Hei Rav Tzadik ala Zeichu in Shirob ala Neitvin, Sheim Ksherim, so that has reference to the new Mekemes, to the new channels, where the Mayon wasn't running before. So then, it's only mitaya b'zeichlin if the zeichlin are more. But if the zeichlin are less than the Netvim, then it's not mitaya b'zeichlin. It's not mitaya b'zeichlin. And when Mishnah Aleph says, so it's not mitaya b'zeichlin. So it's not mitaya b'zeichlin. But when it's in the same place, when it's in the same place, so then in the same place where in the original channels, so then even if the Netvim is more, if the Netvim is more, so this is the way most Rishonim explain that Mayon Shehu Moshach Kenavo Ribo Lo Vimshichei Hareyu Kmishoyo. So it means Hareyu Kmishoyo is Mitaya B'Zeichlin, even though it's Ribo Lo and the Netvim. And the Netvim is more than the original Meimayon. So still it is Mitaya B'Zeichlin. L'chol HaPoches, in the original channels where the water was running before he dumped the Mayim Shub. Alright. This is the Shita of most Rishonim, of the Raive, the Rashbo, the Rambam. Of most Rishonim. But the Rash, he has his own Shita. Now, let's see how the Rash explained it. Moshe Kenadol, Shemim of Zechlin, Bimkei Misarbe, Kenadol Zeh, Shemar Baraglayim, Kedamrino Misifei Litreifes, Ad Kol Mar Baraglayim Zenadol, Ribolo, Veloi Sheribolo Imayim Shubim, Bimkei Lohi Mitaya Bezechlin, Keditna Leil Bisev Perikame, Elo Ribolo, Haine Sheo Oso Brecheis, Licholam Keimeis, Sheo Yomelich, Vinismalo Kolachas Mayim. So, in other words, he says that the pshat in the Mishneh, Ribolov, does not mean that he dumped an abundance of Mayim Shub. In such a case, so it wouldn't be Mitar B'Zeichlin, as the Mishneh in Perek Aleph Mishneh Zayin says. That is shovel mikvah litaya bezbeilen, but not bezeichli. But this Mishnah has reference to the case where he didn't dump any water. He didn't dump even one drop of Mayim Shubim, nothing at all. He just dug new channels. Mimele he manipulated that the Meme Mayim. Originally there was just one channel here. There was just one channel here. Then he started to dig. So he dug new channels. So mele, the water from the source was enabled to run not only through the original channel, but through the new channels as well. But he didn't dump a single drop of Mayim Shub or of Mayim Neitvim. So it says, Dimko in the title says, Elo ribolo fine shos to break is locham kings shoy un melich vi nis malo kolachas mayim a riuk moy shoy ti mi mokim shoy un meim ob zeichlin kedem shri bale un vi khivom sho mitay ob zeichlin un nat do din in mitay elo bi es beiren. So he says that if he, let's say, dog new channels, or he widened the same channel, it doesn't have to be a new channel, he just widened the original channel. And originally it was that wide, and then he widened that, it became that wide. So mele, but he didn't dump a drop of Mayim Shubim, of Mayim Neitvim, into it. And then it started to run with the from the source, the water started to run with a greater volume as a result of widening the channels. So it started, the water from the source started to run through the same channel with greater force and with a greater volume. So then the Rash says that, so he says that Ariuk Mishoyo, what does it mean Ariuk Mishoyo? In the area where the water was running before, so then it's mitayo bezeich. Mashein came the extended area where it was extended by plain digging, not by dumping. So in the extended area, so where water started to run anew, so then there it's not mitayo bezeich. So in the extended area that he just dug a mitayer of his So if the water was still water, viribolov sheir chik mikim amidosei. So vim shichei mukimach vosei osa zeichlin shovelim mikvelin taya bezbeiran vim taya bezeichlin miachad ika mikim amayanin zeichlin. So in other words, in the ratio of the Mishneh, where the Mayon was Moshuch originally, in a certain area, and then by digging more, went widening the area. So more water started to flow, and in an extended area, so then, in the original area where it was Moshuch before, so then it's mitaya bezeichlin. But in the new area, in the extended area, it's not mitaya bezeichlin. Mashein came if the water was still water, and then as a result of digging new channels and of widening the original area by plain digging, so it started to become Moshuch. So even in the original place where the water was running as still water, so now since it's running as a result of the digging, not as still water, but as Mayon Moshuch, so it's not Mitayah B'Zeichlin. This is what he says. So he says, V'Kelema, וימשיך מיקים אחבוסי אז זיכלין שוב מיקטאי בזיון ומיטאי בזיכלין מיחד יקא מיקים המים לזיכלין. In view of the fact that even in the original area it was never Moshuch, it was just running a still water, now it runs with force because of the widening. You know, sometimes so water from the Mayon so doesn't flow with vigor. Why? Not because the water itself innately does not possess the attributes of Meimayon, but simply because there is a very narrow opening, so it's not given an opportunity to run with vigor. So why was it for such a long time that even in the original area, the water was running smoothly, I mean, like still water, like water in a glass. Water in a glass also runs, but it's not nickel and marazine. So why was it that for a long time the water in the original area was amate? Because there was a very small and narrow opening. Now that he widened the opening, so he enabled the same water to run with vigor and with a great value. So even in the original area where the water was aiming before, so now it's not mitayah bezeichlin. Why? Because why is it Meshach now because of the digging. So that means that it's not, it doesn't run naturally, but for the digging, some mele, it does not have a din of Mayan to be mitayav zechli. From this rash, it should appear that a beir, it cannot be mitayav zechli. A beir, a well. Because what is a well? A well, what's the difference between a spring and a well? A spring is completely b'nei shamayim. It's all by nature. But a well, so, in other words, you manipulate a spring. By digging, you enable the water from the spring to have an outlet. So, if in the case of where it was aimed, what is aimed originally in a certain area, and then by digging, it becomes very mushroom. So the Rash says that it's not mitaya bezeichli. So a well shouldn't be mitaya bezeichli also. Maybe we can distinguish, but so it seems from this Rash. Now the Rash is the biggest machmir in this mission. The biggest machmir. There are a few more Rishani. Of course, most Rishani, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Raive, the Ram, they all agree that in the original area where water was running before, so then it's mitayav bezeichlin, even if the mayim shuvim that you dump into the mayon is merub. But the Rash shita is not like that. But the Rash shita is that if the major portion of the water is the heretofore Mayim Shuvim, the Mayim Netvim, so then it's not Mitayav Bezeichli. But the Rash is so Machmir. He's the biggest Machmir. According to him, not only it's not Mitayav Bezeichli, if the major portion of the water is the natrium, even if he will dump a mute of natrium, and that will make the water, so even if he'll, let's say, even if the major portion of the water is the original memayim, but he'll dump a mute of mayim shuvim, and because of that, it will start running, the water will start running, so it will not be mitayav bezeichli either. Now, the Marik in Tshuve Kufnen Vov, I think, maybe Kuf Mem Vov, maybe Kuf Nun Vov, I don't remember. The Marik in Tshuve Kuf Mem Vov, so he also is chilik on the Shita of most Rishonim. I mean, the shita of most Rishonim is that in the original area, even if the Mayim Shuvim that is dumped is the Rov, so it's still Mitayav Bezeichli. That's the shita of most Rishonim. The Marik is chelik, and the Marik says that when we say Mayon Shu Moshech Kinado Ripo Vim Shiche Hareyuk Mishohoyo. So it doesn't mean Ribo, as the Rash explains, that he didn't dump any water. Ribo means he dumped Mayim Shuvim, but not Rov. Not the way the Ram, the Raive, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Rambam explained. Ribo means that the water that he dumped was much more numerous than the water that was originally there. But Ribo means he dumped a mute of Mayim Shuvim. But the Rov water remained of the original, consisted of the original Mimayon. So in such a case, Mayon Shu Moshech Kinado, Ribo Vim Shiche Yareu Kmishoyo. Why? Why does the Marik explain it that way? In order to reconcile Mishneh Gimel with Mishneh Hei. In Mishneh Hei. So the Mishneh says, Hei Yitreb Tzodik, Ala Zeichlin, Sherob Ala Neitrin, Shein Cheilim, only if the Zeichlim is Robo. But if the Netvim is Robo, then it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlim. And here it says, V'Ribo, so Ariuk Meshoyos, and Marik says, Ribo means he added. He added, but not that he added more than the water of the Mimayon that was contained there before he dumped the Mimshu. So, but if, let's say, so Hariuk Meshoyo, so, but if it is, if he dumped, if the water, so in other words, so if the water that he dumped was more, so then it's not Mitaya B'Zeichli. Then it is not Mitaya B'Zeichli. All right. Now, then the Ritvo in Idorim, on that Sugye, he mentions in the name of Aravre Pinchas that he says the same pshat as the Marik. But, in other words, the Tribo means the Tribo Vimshichei Hareuk Meshohoyo, so means that only Miut Mai, not for Mai. But whereas the Marik says, if the Ribo would be Rob Mayim, so then Midrai say it would be possible. It wouldn't be Mitaya B'Zeichlin, the Marik says. So Arav Pinchas says, Midrai say even if he would dump Rob Mayim Shuri, it would still be Mitaya B'Zeichlin. Because any mind that comes into a Mayon acquires a Shemayon because of the Cheshivas of Mayon. Midraise. But Midrabono Mishumar Esayin the Chachom Impassalet. Because if he would dump Rov Mayim Shuvin, then people would say that in any case, so make my Netvim can be Mitaya B'Zeichlin. They wouldn't know that here it can be Mitaya B'Zeichlin in the Raise because it becomes bottle to the Mayon. So Mimele, because of that, so it's possible to have it. So in other words, the Marik and the Rav Pinchas, they explain the Mishnah the same way. But according to the Marik, if it would be Ribo Mayim Rubin, so then Midraise it would be possible to be, it wouldn't be Mitaya B'Zeichlin. Mashenkin, according to Rav Pinchas, only with Rabbon. Now, how does the Rosh explain the Mishneh? How does the Rosh explain the Mishneh? Now, let's see the Rosh. At that time, we went over the Rosh. Mayon Shu Moshe. Ribov, Pirush Nadal Sheret Sheyesh Leraglai Mirubin. Vidaki. Kach Mayon Zeh Nimshochim Mimenu Necholim Mirubin. Vidaki. Viribov Nisechim Mayim Shuvim. Achen Ischas Kwa Necholim. ונשחבו משחוסות, אם מתארים מזייכלין כבתחילו, כי מדבליו אוכל יזייכלין בישמם כאימס, אלו שאתו נשחב סוס חילוסות, אבל אם הוא יאימת, וריבו לו עם מים שובים, עד שימשיכי, אין מתאי הבנקים סחלוסי, ואין עוד התנן, ליהיו בפרק כמה, במעל רביס, מיון שמים אבותים. So he says that Mayon Shu Moshech K'Nadol Ribo means he dumped the bulk of the water that he dumped was Mayim Shuvim, Mayim Rubin, Rov, that was much more numerous than the original water of the Mayim. So V'im Shichei Hariuk Meshoyo, and according to the Rosh is Chelek. The Rosh is Chelek on the Shita of the Raimet and the Ramban and the Rashbo. And according to him, it doesn't make any difference whether it's the original channels or new channels. Even if it's not in the original area. As long as the water was running water, as long as the water in the Mayon originally was running with vigor, like Mayon, like my Mayon, it wasn't still, it wasn't aiming. And he dumped 1,000 times the volume of the original water that was contained in the Mayon, so everything becomes bottled to the Mayon, and it's Mitaya B'Zeichlin, even in the new areas where it didn't flow before. But if it is ending, So then, v'ribo v'imshichei, shavali mikvam itaya v'eshbeiren, umayim tayvach hoshbo. Now, why do we separate the din of mayon likabel itavahatbel v'cholchu and the din of mayon likabel zeichlin? So you have to explain it the way Reb Chaim explains the Rambam. So that way you have to explain all the other rishonim who distinguish between l'hadbel v'cholchu and the din of mayon. So in other words, let's say according to Reb Chaim's first lashon, that le'adbel b'cholchu depends upon the heftz of mayon. So depends upon the heftz of mayon. So even if the mayon is a mayon made, but the heftz of mayon it is. You cannot say it's that. If the mayon is a mayon made, then it doesn't have actually the attributes of may mayon. Because the attribute of Mei Mayon, what's the essential feature of Mei Mayon? That it flows with vigor. So since it's a Mayon Eimeit, so it didn't have that attribute of being Zeichel. It wasn't Zeichel originally. How did it become a Zeichel? How did it become a Zeichel? As a result of dumping the abundance of the Mayim Shuvim. So Mei Mele, it cannot be Mitaya B'Zeichelin. Because it becomes Zeichel not through the naturally, but artificially, through the dumping, the activation of the Mayim Shuvim that was dumped into it. So the Melee doesn't have a din of Mei Mayim. Masha'ik in the Heftz of Mayim it is. So it's Madri B'Cholchu. But the Shita of the Rosh, unlike the Shita of the Raivet and the Rashbo and the Rambam and the Ram, who distinguish between the original area and the extended area, according to the Rosh, there is no difference between the original area and the extended area. In other words, the only difference is between a Mayon Moshuch and a Mayon Eimit. If it's a Mayon Moshuch and then you dump 1,000 times the volume of the original water into the Mayon, then everything becomes bottled to the Mayon and it's entire physically and everything. But if it's a Mayon Eimeit, even in the extended area, in the new chambers, it's entire physically. But even from with Mishnehei says, "Hey, Rav Tzadik al Zeichlin Shehobal Aneitvin Sheikshiri." In other words, only if the Zeichlin is Hobal Aneitvin, not if the Neitvin is Hobal Zeichlin. So, the Bruzalias, Eren,
so they say that according to the law, there is a distinction between the Mayon and the Nor. In other words, this particular is reference to Mayon. So by Mayon, Yahweh is, by Mayon, Yahweh is, there's no matter what volume of water that Jesus is going to be in Mayon, everything becomes water to the Mayon. Becomes water to the Mayon. So even if the Nor, even that Nor, even if the Mayan Shuvim that is dumped into the Mayan is more numerous, then the Mayan still becomes bottled to the Mayan. And so the Mayan is representing in the original area, the extended area, alone. But Mr. Hay discusses a Noho, a river, or the Maltaliyah, and the Sedeh. I think there is an aesthetic mention that Rabin is a higher and part of Alicia. And part of Alicia. So he says that you know, even though you know is a big minor, but you know that's the natural attribute of you know.
at the beginning, so emanates very little water, and then as it extends, it starts emanating more and more. But in Mayon, so all this water emanates from the source. From the source, from the Mayon. These are the Mayon, where all the water emanates from its source, and it doesn't start emanating more and more water as it continues, as it extends. From the Mayon, they will say that any water that is dumped into it becomes part of the Mayon. Mashiach came in a river. So, at first, it emanates very little water. And then, as the river extends, it starts emanating more and more water. So there, it depends what is more, whether the nation is more or the zeh. There. All right, that's a rush. Now let's see the Rambam of Nore. The Rambam of Nore, so the first was two shapes. The first was is like the rush. The second motion is like the rush. Alright. Human Sakanaru, Shemimosik, when King Saube, Kishere de Shemabraglai, the King of the last century, the people of my Shuri, Matin Shuru, the Nizgadlan came, Shemimosik, Winston, Hareu Pashoyo, Hamikin Salon, the Tar, the Zaykhli, who behold you, Moishoy, the Kilo. So what did he say in the first motion? The people of my Shuri. Not that he just dug. He done. He didn't dig. He didn't dig. I mean, that's in line with the chat of most machines, but you see that it's more in countenance with the chat of the Rosh. So I read you for show you, I'm taking it along with me, Tag and the Zechlin, who we hold you, come on, show you, with the Rosh. And he doesn't distinguish between the original channel and the new channels, the original area and the extended area. He doesn't distinguish. So, then, hoy amayon eimeid, hoy amayon of nisrovim, the robot of mayon shuvim, the nisgadu amayon achimim of nisrovim, the lelech mamayon shuvim, shovel amayon, hamikim it alo, shamay nisrovim ben, shovel amayon, shetar nisrovim ben, shovel amayon, shetar nisrovim ben, shovel amayon, shetar nisrovim ben, like, it's in line with which pshad the rosh pshad. Not the Ram's pshad, Ram's pshad certainly not, but not the Rambam pshad, not the Rajbos pshad, not the Rambam's pshad, it's in line with the rosh pshad. Pir Shachir is in line with Nakot Lakot. Because you see, the Rash is the biggest Machmer here. The biggest Machmer. Because most Christians say that in the original area of Lakot, even though the Mayim Shuvim that is done is more numerous than the Mayim, so it's still entirely Zechrim. It's entirely Zechrim. And he says that not only it's not Mitaya Bizechlin is the Mayim Shuvim that is gone. If the Mayim Shuvim that is gone, it's not Mitaya Bizechlin. He says that when do we say that it's Mitaya Bizechlin? Only when he didn't dump any water, but if he'll dump water, even if he'll dump a minimum of my nature. But if as a result of the dumping of the minimum of my nature, it will become nimshach and extended, so then it will not be mitarvah. So when the Mishnah is referenced to the case where it didn't dump anyone, Pirishach, Robolovim Shikhe, Shehir Chibabrecha, so is the Rashpa. So you Mishnah is Mayna Uvin Yom. Hareinu kmo shoyo. Din mokim shoyo imeimu zeichwen kini shirim alein lechivu shom mitayim. Bizeichwen nazoni mitayim ube shveiro navum bo imeimu zeichwen leidi. Virob olof shirich mikir amdosom. Vim shirich shosom mokim amdosom zeichwen. Shoro zimishko mitayim ube shveiro. Vim mitayim ube zeichwen. Viacha. Vim kima mayon. Einon zeichwen. Now I just want to go over Mishnah Dalet with you. Now, כל הימים כמקווה, שנאמר ומקווה מים כל הימים, דיבר רב מאיר, רב יהודה אמר הים הגודל כמקווה, ונאמר ים לא שיש בהם מן הימים הרבה. רב יהודה אמר, כל הימים מתאר וזה יכולים, וצום לזוב מצרויים כאן מלחת עוז. Now, what is ים? I mean, there had been no halachas. If somebody would ask you, With this kind of body, what is yam? Is yam a mikveh or is yam a man? So of course, the obvious answer should be yam is the most gigantic mayon that one could conceive. I mean, how could one conceive of a more gigantic mayon than yam? Mikveh by definition is a reservoir. What is mikveh? Mikveh doesn't emanate. It's a pool in which water was stored. So it has to be stored in a special way. In other words, not for human intervention, not for Tvisas Yadonov, not for Murubi Kaelin. So, but mikveh by definition is a reservoir in which water is stored in a special way. That's all, but it doesn't emanate. Mayon by definition means that it emanates from its own. Now yam, so emanates the water from its own. So mele, it should be considered as the most wonderful mayon there is in the world. Still, we see that the machlis anoyim. The mayor said, "Kol hayamim kemikveh, shenemar mikveh hamayim kol hayamim." So what does it mean? Even though mitzvah asmore, of course, a yam should be considered as a mayon, but there is a special zeros akoso. Now there is no kashis. It's a zeros akoso that even though we fear, as far as its merit is concerned, so a yam certainly qualifies as a mayon, but it's a special zeros akoso. Umikve amayim koro yamim. So mimele yam does not have a din. Yam does not have a din of the mayon. So it means it cannot be entire bezeich. It cannot be entire bezeich. Give it a prayer, because there is special zeros akosu. Reb Yudei meir, hayam agodol ki mikveh, v'inem hayam im roshi mikveh, v'inem yam marvei. Now, when yam agodol is mentioned in the Gemara, it's not always, it doesn't always have the same meaning. Let's say, when the Gemara talks of yam agodol, it has reference to the Mediterranean Sea. And why is it called yam agodol? Not that the Mediterranean Sea is the biggest sea in the world. It's not. But mishum chashivas ha'aretz Yisrael. Lach l'kovid l'aretz Yisrael. That's why it's called yam agodol. But when the Mishnah says here yam agodol, it has reference to the ocean. Now what is ocean? It's the same word, ukyonus. Ukyonus means ocean. Now, so yam ukyonus, when the Gemara says yam ukyonus, so it has reference to the Atlantic and to the Pacific and to the Indian Ocean. Now, whatever is an ocean, I mean, Yam Ukyonus is an ocean, in contrast to another Yam that is only sea, it's not an ocean. So the Atlantic and the Pacific and the Indian Ocean are all included in Yam Agodol. So Rabbi Yudei Meir, Yam Agodol ki mikveh, the Yam Ukyonus. So Yam Agodol here doesn't mean Mediterranean Sea, but it means Yam Ukyonus. So Yam Agodol is ki mikveh, v'nema yamim v'sheishim yamim harvei. So the Gzeres HaKosu. In other words, mitad asmorim, there has to be especially Gzeres HaKosu. Every yam, every ocean, every sea, and every sea should have a din of a mayon, a gigantic mayon. But there is a special Gzeres HaKosu. So according to the mayor, the special Gzeres HaKosu only applies, the special Gzeres HaKosu applies to all things. According to the Yudei, the special Gzeres HaKosu, umikvah mayim koro yamim, the main statutarizikwin, is limited only to the Yamakyonus. But let's say the Mediterranean Sea, so according to the Yudei, is mitayabizikwin. Yitzei mer and we pass like a Yitzei. Kol hayam mitar mizeichun uktzum mizovim tzoroi mukadish vehem mei chatos. So, what's Rabbi Yitzei? What's the Pshatman of Yitzei? Rabbi Yitzei also agrees. He agrees with according to most Hashem. So Rabbi Yitzei agrees with Reb Meir. That the Gzeres HaKosu will be kvar mayim kol hayamim. So it's not limited to the Yam Ukyonus. It applies to all Yam, to all seas. But Rabbi Yitzchak says, true there is a Gzeres HaKosu. True there is a Gzeres HaKosu. That Yam even though he doubted it was a kosher, and its merit, it should certainly qualify as in my own, mainly it should be kosher, to be mitaya b'seichli, to be mitaya b'choncho, and to be used for mechatos and for tvilas zobim and tzoroim. But there is a gesa kosher. So what does the gesa kosher tell us? Umikve amayim kol yam. So in other words, that yam, whether yam kionus or Mediterranean Sea or the Caspian Sea, I mean anything. So the head does not have has a chalisha mikve. Has a chalisha mikve. It does not have a chalisha mayo. It has a chalisha mikve. So the male seems it has a chalisha mikve. So tvila zobim tzoroim, who have to be tabled in the mayon, they cannot be tabled in the yam. But be zeichlin still can be tired. Why zeichlin? Because the reason Rashi says, Rashi that Koptes in Shabbos, in explaining Rabbeisi, he says that the reason is why Rabbeisi says, kol ayom yam tayam zeichlin, not that Rabbeisi is chelik on Rabbi Meir. He agrees with Rabbi Meir that there is a special thing that also will mikve amayim kol yam. That yam, every yam, has a chalish and mikve. So, but, the reason as to why mikve is not mitaya b'zeichlin, and mayor is mitaya b'zeichlin, not that there is a special zirasakosu, that is tolu in shen mayor. The reason as to why mayor is mitaya b'zeichlin, and mikve not, because mayor, so the natural state of me mayor is to be zeichlin. That's the natural state. But the natural state of my mikveh is not to be zecher. It's not to be zecher. So in other words, that's the reason as to why mikveh is not mitaya b'zecher. But if suppose you have a mikveh, but the natural state of the mikveh water is to be zecher, so then mikveh don't be mitaya b'zecher. So this is what Rabbi Yisi is saying. True, there is a zechakos of mikveh mayim koryami. So the yam is a gigantic mikveh. It has a chalisha mikveh. It does not have a chalisha mayim. So who cares what chalisha mikveh is? In regard to tvilas zovim tzoroim, that depends upon mayon. So memele, since yam does not have a chalisha mayon, it has a chalisha mikveh. So it's possibly tvilas zovim tzoroim. But in regard to mitaya b'zeichlin, it doesn't depend upon shemayon. Mayon happens to be in a state of zeichlin all the time. That's its natural state. Mikveh does not happen to be naturally in a state of zeichlin. So mainly, if it is zeichlin, that's an unnatural state for mikveh, so it's possible. But mayon, so zeichlin is the natural state, so it's kosher. Yam is mikveh, but it is a special type of a mikveh. It's a mikveh, the natural state of whose waters is zeichlin. So now the Rav. Now we pass like Rabbeisi. So mele yam. Now we don't have tvila zovim umtzoi. Zoves, a zove doesn't require meimayon. Only the one shite in Rashi in Shabbos Daf Kuftes is that zove also requires meimayon. And even according to that shite, so it's only mit Rabbono, not mit Raise. Anyway, this is a shite truyo, I mean the poskim are not chishish for that shite in Rashi. So memele, so a yam can be used for the thrillers of today. Hayam, hayam agodul ki mikve, mikolo akos mikve yam agodul, di beim ishtoi kron mai se breishis, shishom niku kol mei breishis, vene mayam uva shakabim, shim rom bei, ni yam harbi, shpana cholim eil chilei lo. מין רבים סיים כל הים מלא גודל נעם את תנס מי עלי נשים תאר מזייחלים ובשעה חולים מיוחדים מזייחל עליהם אבו צור אלו תנס מי חיים שעקו סם כל המקווה והלוח הכי רבי יסי all right, that's all. Now, the next year, we have to finish. Pinti Chois. Now, so, the Rash does not explain the Mishne Dalet here, but he refers to Mishne Zub Miseches Poro Perek Shmini Shom Terashkir, and there is very little in the Rash. So whatever he says there, so in other words, he's incorporating here. So you have to look up the Rash in Perek Poro, the same Mishne. the same Mishneh, and then you'll have to look up, you'll have to look up, of course you'll have to go over, I mean, you should have gone over the Pirush Rosh, and he has the three Pshatim, and then you'll have to go over in Hilches Mikvois of the Rosh, at the end of Nide. So you have the Hilches Mikvois. Hilches Mikvois, paragraph Yudal. Paragraph Yudal. Paragraph Yudal. And then if you look up in the Eshkol on this Mishneh, on the Mishneh of Neitvin, Shoson Vechu, and Semech Aplomako, Aplokone, Aplozovizove, you'll see, I mean, that Mamesh, everything that the Rosh says is mentioned in the Eshkol. I mean, even the Lishenes are very similar. Even the Lishenes are very similar. All right, so, and you'll also look up the Rambam about Yam. So the Rambam in Hilches Poreh, and the Rambam in Hilches Mikvois, and the Stire, and what the Kesef Mishneh says, how to be Yashiv, the Stire, between the Rambam in Poreh and the Rambam in Mikvois. We'll soon see what it means. Now, and then, the Rav Batinore says, Vein Alochik Yerlez Nazari. So that means, that Rav Batinore passes like Tanikami, and Tanikami accords with the view of Rameya, that not only do we say Udachis, we say Udasik also. But that's a machlekes in the price of Chagige. Rameya, Rabiyu, the Rabbonon, so the Chachomim don't apply Udasik and not even Udachis. So the answer is, that's the shita of the Moshe Sheni, that's the shita of Drash and Rav Batinore, that when do the Chachomim say that we don't apply the aloche of Gudasik or of Gudachis or even of Gudachis, that is in the case where you have, let's say, one mikveh shleimo and one mikveh chaseo. So if you have the upper level mikveh, has memso, and the lower level mikveh has 20 so, and there is continuity of water between the upper level mikveh and the lower level mikveh. Continually you have drops of water. A drop of water. So then, Rebbe Yehuda says that you can be taken the lower mikveh, even though the lower mikveh doesn't have memzor. Or Rameya says that you can, if that we even apply good asking. In other words, if this has memzor and this has 20 so. So you can even be teveil in the upper level mikveh. So the chachomim achirik and the dasik and the dachis, because there it's in connection with the drayse. Masheinke, he aligavi shuvim. So even the chachomim apply the concept of gudachis and even the concept of gudasik. In other words, when are the chachomim chilek? And Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, and they say we don't apply Gudasik, we don't apply Gudachis in regard to Mikveh Haseiro and the Mikveh Mlei. But in regard to Shuvim, the Chachomim also agree that we apply the concept of Gudachis and of Gudasik. So that's Rav Shita too. That's why he says, Ein Aloche Kerev Lezav Nazar. Ein Aloche Kerev Lezav Nazar. Because in regard to Shuvim, so we apply the aloha of Gudachis and even of Gudachis. All right. But Rabbi Zev Nazariah is basic. Rabbi Zev Nazariah says, no, you cannot be machshir the mikveh tachtein and mikveh alieno by connecting it with an upper mikveh, with a lower mikveh, kosher mikveh, because we don't say Gudachis, we don't say Gudachis, not even in regard to Shubin that is Midrabonot. So he says, some pesel, Elohim kein posak. So that's the Rav's girse, most of the Shem's girse. Elohim kein posak. She posko meim of yotz menu miluye veit. So that's what kein posak means. V'yeish girsim Elohim kein pokak. Kelema, Elo, that's the Rambam's girse. Elohim kein sosam ala mikve asher oso ad shelo yigach echod be'ila hamad. Now let's see the Rambam. What the Rambam means. All right. Now the Pirush Rambam. Kutev
הוא מידוק תנו, חלק מדלת מסמך מלוק, מייחל מישקל דרם וחוצי מצרי על צד הקיר, approximately. It has the מישקל is the equivalent of the מישקל דרם וחוצי מצרי, but it's 1/64 of a loop, a very small measure. Now, when we say the vis, you know, for kishel broche we require the vis. So what does it mean the vis? The vis means a fourth, a quarter. A fourth of what? A fourth of a loop. So, I mean, you know that the vis is not such a big quantity. The vis. So, this is kotev, is, and the vis is 1/4 of a loop. And kotev is 1/64 of a loop. So it's a very small measure. ביום הוא מנח לך שניים פוסק, ואפילו שבכל חלק מקווה שהסיף עליהם מים כשרים, עד שיושב ממסור, ואין הלוך יקרה מישהו. מילוי ועית, כגן שהויו ב-20 סור, וחיבר עליהם שלי שלוקים שוב. הנה יהיו פוסק, ואפילו חוסק, ויוגע עליהם מים אחרים, כשר, עד שיצא מנו עדף על חוב סור, אשר נסתם אסלנו, שחוסק אשר שלוקים, שאם יצא מנו זה אשר, עוד יהיה כושר. Oh, Yasel, my love, men. Mikveso, how does the Rav explain? Yami Bechotzea. She Yami Bechotzea, Mikve Kosha Limata. So that's on the basis of good Asik. The Rambam explains it not Yami Bechotzea Limato, but Limayo. So it's on the basis of good Achis. Now, what's the difference between good Asik and good Achis? They are more mandomas who agree with the din of Gudachis, but who do not agree with the din of Gudasik. Who is the one who agrees even with the din of Gudasik? That's Rebeya, because after all, you see, Gudachis is not such a chidesh as Gudasik, because it's the derech of water to go down. So the Mele, we consider it as if it's already Miure with the water at a lower level. Mashe, but it's not the derech of water to go up. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that we do not say good asik, but Rabbi Meir says even good asik. So according to the Rambam, this Tanekame, you see, the Rav Bartinore, he holds that the Rav Bartinore and the Rash, so they hold that this has nothing to do with the Machlekes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim Michagim. Because we got Yishuvim, so we say Gudasik, we say Gudachis, and the only one who doesn't say is Rabbi Elazar Nazari, and we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar Nazari. But the Rambam Shita is that it has to do with the Machlekes of Gudasik and Gudachis. And Mele, so he explains the Mishneh, that when the Mishneh says, O Yase, Mikve Ksheiro, so it doesn't mean Limato, it means Limayo. So then we'll be applying the Aloche of Gudachis. So there are a number of Tanoim who agree with the Din of Gudachis. So the Tanekame agrees with that, and the Blazer Ben Azariah, he agrees with the Chachomim in Chagige, that we don't even say Gudachis. So that's why he says, Peisil El Mikim Pokak. Because the Rambam is chilek on the Rash and the Rav, that ligabi yafko ashurim, so we say gudachis and gudasik. According to the Rambam, is the same aloche. Those who say that we don't say gudachis, ligabi a mikve chaseiro and a mikve leo, so we don't say gudachis, ligabi yafko asmaim shurim either. Okay. Uchvoy. או יעשה למעלה מן המקווה ממסו, וכבר ידעתיך שמים שוב לפס למקווה שאיש בממסו, בין המים אשר במקווה אשר בממסו, בין המים שבשיח הבאר, ויושב הכל כושר, ורב לזם נעזר יאמר, שזה הבאר פוסט, ואפילו עושו מקווה, למעלה ממנו, ונוקווה, לפי שיהיו כמו שני מקוויס, זה בצד זה, איך עוד כושר, ואיך עוד פוסט, Elohim kin sogar la mikvo elye. Oh, so what does it mean pokak? Now, what is the mikve ksheiro? The mikve ksheiro is the mikve hoelye. So then, the kontanekame, we apply the aloche of gudachis. אבל כנסוק על המקווה אלי, על המקווה אלי, אשר עושו בחצר הבייס, עד שלא יגע אחד מאלה המים אלו מן הבא. ועוז יהיה ביותר. Now this is a very strange explanation. So what does it mean, pokak? According to Rabbi Zalman Azariah, so according to Rabbi Zalman Azariah, we don't say good achis. We don't say good achis, even vis-a-vis, of course, my mshul. We don't say good achis. So when is it kosher? Either by drawing out, milui veit, all right, so that was mentioned already, or pokak. What does it mean, pokak? Pokak means that he'll stop. He'll be say, the new mikveh, the kosher mikveh, ha-mikveh elye, asher osa b'chatzer ha-bayis. In other words, he had here a mikveh that had mayim shalom. And then he made a mikveh elye, the kosher mikveh. And there is continuity of work. So Rabbi Azariah says, no, we do not say gudachas. So Mimele, this mikveh cannot be kosher unless sogar la mikveh elye asher also b'chatzer ha-bayis at shelo yiga echod ve'ila hamayim, he will shut off access to this mikveh elye, which is a kosher mikveh, so that it will be impossible to reach the water of the mikveh elyeh unless access is made through the mikveh in the bay. Now the mikveh in the bay, that's the mikveh that is shuvim. So the question is, monefshach. Reb Lezer Nazario holds we don't apply the halacha of gudachis. Not in Ligabe, of course, my Shubim. So, of what avail is it? Is the fact that he'll shut off this mikveh, yeah, which is a kosher mikveh? So then it'll be impossible to enter the mikveh, yeah, unless you first enter the mikveh in the bay, and from the bay you go up into the mikveh. He'll make you get there. He'll be saying, he'll shut off the whole mikveh. Like this, it was possible to enter the mikveh elye from this side, from that side, from that side. Now he puts up a geder, so it's shut off. Impossible to enter the mikveh elye. But the only way to enter the mikveh elye is by first entering the mikveh in the bay. Then, from the mikveh in the bay, he ascends into the mikveh elye. So then, the mayim in the bay will become shor, kosher. What kind of a deal is this? So the pshat in the Rambam apparently is, now, we don't, according to Rabbi Zalman Yaakov, we do not say gudachis. So if we say gudachis, so then it means that the mayim that is in the upper level, in the mikveh elye, in Am Yurev, with the mayim shuvim in the lower level. So then, the mikveh in the lower level, through Ashoke, so it becomes kosher. But we don't say gudachis, so it's not Yurev. But if he shuts off the mikveh elye, and then it's impossible to enter this mayim, the mikveh elye, unless you go there through the mikvah tachtei, which is shov, so then, since that is the only way you can have access to the mikveh elyeh, so it means that the upper level mikveh and the lower level mikveh is one mikveh. Because you can't even enter the upper level mikveh, except by going through the lower level mikveh. So that means that they become one mikveh. Because there is no way of entering the upper level mikveh unless by going through the lower level mikveh. So the Mele, that makes the lower level mikveh and the upper level mikveh into one mikveh. If it's one mikveh, so the Mele, it's a shoki. So it's one mikveh. So they are considered mu'orev also. Like this, we don't apply the aloha of a shoki bikatafes, if it's nislent. But why? Because if it's nislent, it's not considered as one. But if he shuts off the upper level mikveh, and it's impossible to enter the upper level mikveh except by going through the lower level mikveh, then it becomes by itself one mikveh with the lower level. So mainly if it's one level, so then we ignore the fact that there is this land. We ignore the fact that it is in this land. So mainly it becomes more. Of course, it can only become Yurev if there is continuity of water. That goes without saying. I mean, even according to Reb Meir or to Reb Yude, that we say, Kudachlit Kudasi, so it's only Shayach if there is continuity of water. If there is no continuity of water, it's not Shayach to say Kudasi or Kudachlit. Alright, so that's the Pshat of the Ram. So he says, Elim Kinsoka la mikveh elina shoroso bechotzer habayis, עד שהוא הגיע אחד בעילה המים, אלו מן הבעיר, ואוז יהיה הבעיר תויר, ואין הלוך עקב לזב נזר. So in other words, in the Pirush HaMishni says, ואין הלוך עקב לזב נזר. However, many of the Mephoshim say that the Rambam Yilcha Zoko was Chizir, because if the Rambam Yilcha Zoko had agreed with his Shite, or that אין הלוך עקב לזב נזר, so the הלוך is, like Tanikame, so you should mention it Yirach Hazoko, and the Rambam Yirach Hazoko doesn't mention this Eitze of setting up on the upper level another mikveh. Yes, what is it?
Would the Rambam only say this by shooting words for Abana?
What is it?
Would the Rambam only say that?
I don't know. All right, now. All right, now let's go to the Rash. V'chosar afil kot min amikve lachash nofru b'gimul ugi kosha lahakviso sheyefsha shebeisi kotef shechosar li lechosar maat mehashlish eslugim v'chosar amayim shuvim mishlish eslugim miluim mayim shoyu b'itchilo v'ei doba muet למעית משליש אלוהים, כהידי זה ספטה שבייסי ליל בפרקם, ובו בשעה חזריס מפורש קצר. תהי בזה ספטה. שתי ברכס, now, you have to concentrate on this, זה ספטה. שתי ברכס, you have to concentrate on everything. שתי ברכס של ממם סו, זו על גב זו, ונופלו גימו לוגי מים, now the going changes the gears of the ספטה, because the way the Russians get raised, so we have strange dinim, I mean, in this descent. So, shtei breiche shel mem mem so, zu al gav zu, v'noflu gumu lugi mayim le'elyeinu. So we have two breiches, two pools of water. Each pool has mem so. There is an upper level pool, and there is a lower level pool. And then, gimu lugim shuvim, drop into the upper level, breicho. And then the niftiku ubo litachtein is ksheir. Now, as the you know, that's the derech of the Rash. He quotes a whole passage from the Tisefte, and then he starts explaining it. But the Rash applies the Tisefte to the case where each pool does not have a full memso. It has almost memso. Minus gimulugi, in other words. Minus gimulugi. So in other words, once you add gimulugi, then it will be memso. But at the very outset, each pool has memso minus gimulugi. So then, gimulugi dropped into the upper level mikveh. And then it went down from the upper level mikveh, it went down into the lower level mikveh. V'niftiku bo l'tachteinu k'sherim, sh'aliyim yashomu memso ad shol yodu gimlugi. It's very strange. So two things, two big chidushim we see from the Rash, according to the Rash Girsim, the Tisefte. Number one, that less, now there is a Mishnah that says, Poches Megimu Lugim doesn't pass it, but it's not Male, it's not Mashal either. Let's say, suppose you have a mikveh with memso minus ikotev, minus 1/64 of a lug, very small quantity, but it's not memso. And then a kotev of shuvim will fall into it. So together with the kotev of shuvim, so it is. It has memso. So poches megimu lugim, the Mishnah says, is any peisel, but it's not male either. But from this tisefta, we see not like that. That poches megimu lugim not only doesn't it pass on the mikveh, but it's even mashal into memso. That's one big chiddush, which is very strange. It's contrary to a Mishnah. That's one big chiddush. And then the Rash explains it, that if you had two pools, so you had, let's say, one pool that had memso minus gimuluk, and then you had a lower level mikveh that had memso minus gimuluk, and then gimulugim fell into the upper level. So, the moment the Gimulugim fell to the upper level mikveh certainly became possible. But then Gimulugim dropped into the lower level mikveh. So the lower level mikveh is ksheiro. And since the lower level mikveh is ksheiro, and there is continuity of water between the lower level mikveh and the upper level mikveh, so to Ashoke, the upper level mikveh also becomes ksheiro. Alright, so that's by applying the aloche. So, by applying the aloche of Gudasik, so that the upper level also becomes kshero. But the question is, why does the lower level mikveh become kshero? Originally it had memso minus gimulugim. So it didn't have memso. Then gimulugim, and the upper level also had memso minus gimulugim. So Gimulugim fell into the upper level mikveh. So at that moment, when Gimulugim fell into the upper level mikveh became possible. Then some water dropped down. Gimulugim dripped down from the upper level into the lower level. So the Tisefta says, how much more was necessary for the lower level mikveh to have memso? Gimulugim. So when the Gimulugim dripped down from the upper level to the lower level, it wasn't the intact original Gimulugim that dropped into the upper level. Part of the Gimulugim was the drops of the original Gimulugim that dropped into the upper level, but these drops commingled with other drops that from the upper level mikveh and this mixture of Gimulugim dropped into the lower level mikveh. So by the time that Gimulugim drops into the lower level mikveh, so it's only a portion of that Gimulugim is shoved, and the other portion is any shoved. So since only a portion of that Gimulugim is the shoved, so that's poches Gimulugim. The portion that is the shove is poches megimulugim, so it couldn't pass. And not only doesn't it pass, it even is mashlim the memso of the lower level mikveh. So we see two things. First of all, two questions. First of all, that poches megimulugim, we see from the Rash, this aloche, that poches megimulugim, shuvim, not only doesn't pass, it's in mashlim. And that's contrary to Mishnah Perek Zayin. That Elu Mailin, so Elu in Paisling, Vinoy Mailin. So, in other words, so Poches Megimulugim cannot pass, but it cannot be Mashal. All right. So we say that this deceptive is chelik ha'mishnah. All right. Then the question arises, how does the lower level mikveh become kosher? How does the lower level mikveh become kosher? Why? Because at the time when the it's hishlim to mem sof, so what is mashlim? What is the supplement? The gimulugin that is mashlim the mem sof is not kulei shor. A portion of it is shor, but a portion of it is any shor. Is any shor. So memele. So because some of the drops of the original gimulugin that dripped down into the upper level mikveh commingled with other drops. And together there was a gimulugi and then dripped into the lower level mikveh. But we see that there is machlekes, as the Ramban and the Ram in Chulin say, that there is a machleke between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yeshua as to whether we apply the concept of Tichanas Nevil Legab Yishuvim. So the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua, and we pass like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua, they say that we do apply the concept of Tichanas Nevil. So the moment, now let's say at 6 o'clock in the morning, the Gimulugin dropped into the upper level mikveh. At 6 o'clock sharp, it dropped. So at that time, according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua, not only these Gimulugim were possible, every drop of water at 6 o'clock became shor because of Tichanas Nevele. So true. Now let's say, this is the Gimulugim. This is the upper level mikveh. I'll put it higher up. So this is the upper level mikveh. And this is the lower level mikveh. This lower level mikveh has mem sof minus gimulugin. This upper level mikveh has mem sof minus gimulugin. Then, so the two handkerchiefs constitute the two portions of the original gimulugin shul. So then they drop here, the gimulugin, at 6 o'clock. So then, not only this water is shown, but according to Rabbanon from Yeshua, every drop of water at that moment becomes shor. Then, a few minutes later, so portion of that gimulugin combines with another portion of water that is not shor, and together they let's say, so now this was not shor, and these two are shor. So then, a few minutes later, so the moment these two fall, so then every drop of water in the upper level mikveh becomes shor. Then a few minutes later, this portion of the gimulugin combines with that portion that is not shor, and they drop here. Then it's nishlam to mem sof. But even this portion is shor already. Because the moment these two fell into the upper level mikveh, every drop of water became shor. That's the shita of the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua. So how does the lower level mikveh, how does the lower level mikveh become kosher? So we see that the Rashi Schelik and the Ramban and the Ram, the Ramban and the Ram, so they both say that the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua, we apply the concept of Tichanas Nevele Legab Yeshua. That if Gimulugim fall into the mikveh, so it is just like a kazayis of bosor that falls into a deira of cholov, and it gives a tam bosor in the cholov, so everything becomes a heftzer of bosor cholov. So here too, when Gimulugim fall into the mikveh, so every drop of the memsor becomes shor. This is what the Ramban and the Ran say. The Rash doesn't agree with that story. So then the question is, if he doesn't agree with that story, so according to the Rash, we don't apply the concept of Tichanas Nevele Legab Yishuvim Nemikveh. So why are the Chilikan Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua says, if you had Shnei Mikvoi, Shein Bememso, Vinof Lozeh Lugomechzo, Vilozeh Lugomechzo, And then, now I'm sorry. So mikveh she'im ve'yavoyim so v'noflu b'lishloisha lugim. So let's say if you had a mikveh that had 39 so, that had 39 so, and then it gimel lugim fell in, and then it was divided into two. So it's possible. It's possible hakveis on either one. Rabbi Yeshua is machsh. But, so Bishleim, according to the Ramban and the Ran, so the Rabbanon say it's not kosher hakveis alov, because they hold chtichnas nevele. So, chtichnas nevele. So the moment the Gimulugim fell into the 39, so not only the Gimulugim were possible, all the 39 store became shor. But why? So, but according to the Rash, that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't apply the concept of Tichnas Nevele to Mikvois either. So why